Well, we're interrupting the bulletin to go back to the venue of the NAM summit. On hand is our correspondent, Saman Kudjeri. Saman, over to you.
Well, Bardia, I'm talking to you from the venue of the foreign ministerial meeting of the 16th summit of the Non-Aligned Movement. I'm now joined live by the foreign minister of Ghana, Mr. Al-Hajj Mohamed Mo'mini. Thank you very much, sir, for giving us the time here on Press TV. Could you please tell us about the possibility of success of the 16th summit of the Non-Aligned Movement? How much hopeful you are, and what will be the main points to be discussed during the summit?
Yes, clearly the NAM summit, the 16th NAM summit, is a very crucial one, especially in the present world economic dynamics. It is important that small countries, developing countries, such as are the members of the Non-Aligned Movement, come together and build solidarity to strengthen their voices, to raise their own profile, because one by one, as they stand, they are in danger of being marginalized. They are in danger of suffering political as political pawns, you know. So, but when they come together, they are able to have collective power. They can build relations, improve their bilateral relations. They are in a position also to work together, you know, to be able to fashion adequate responses to challenges that commonly face them in the world order. So it is a very crucial meeting. Already it is showing good signs that it's going to be a massive success. And then going forward, clearly it will provide the means for these countries to defend their independence, their sovereignty, and also have a heightened voice in world affairs and be able to participate in shaping the world as it is.
Iran has been under sanctions for many years now, and before the summit and before the opening of the foreign ministerial meeting, certain powers tried to propagate that Iran is isolated and no country should attend the summit. But now we see different things here. What's your take on this, sir?
Absolutely. The NAM is ensuring that the individual countries, including Iran, cannot be isolated because the force of their collective power, 120 countries coming together, that's more than half of the world. Clearly, today, the spotlight in the world is on Iran. And therefore, any attempt or any perception that Iran can be isolated has been proved wrong.
How about the economic issues? Do you think that non-aligned movement member states can form an economic alliance to counter all these propaganda which are going, and also the resources which are being looted by certain powers? Can we prevent that as well?
Absolutely. South-South cooperation, as we know, is a reality. And the NAM summit is going to reinforce the South-South cooperation, bring all of these countries together to think together under a similar political direction and guidance, and therefore they would be able, through closer bilateral cooperation, be able to cooperate in the area of economic development.
The last question is, because I know that you want to leave this the venue. Well, in the document drafted by the senior experts, we had some points about making the world free from nuclear weapons, and also urging states which have not yet signed up to the NPT, including Israel. What's your take on that? Because some certain powers are trying to adopt a double standard policy with this regard.
Yes, of course. The world is safer without the bomb, and therefore every effort should be made to limit, you know, the development of the bomb, because clearly everybody gets endangered when there is an unchecked arms race in the world. And clearly there's also the need for a strong regulatory force in respect of those who already have developed the bomb. They must be made to sign various treaties. They must be held to their treaty obligations to ensure that the issue of the bomb doesn't get out of hand and endanger world peace.
Thank you very much, Minister, for talking to us. Thank you very much. It was Mr. Al-Hajj Mohamed Mo'mini, the foreign minister of Ghana. Well, ministers are, I told you, are getting into again back to this session. to continue their speeches. And then in the afternoon, we expect the closing ceremony. And then Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Bekir Sali at 7 p.m. Tehran local time will have a press conference to elaborate more on the results of the 2 days of foreign ministerial meeting there. Dear, back to now.
All right, many thanks, Salman. And also thanks to your guest, Foreign Minister of Ghana, Alhaj Mohammad Momeni. Salman Kudri, Press TV's correspondent at the venue of the NAM summit. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you later on in the day.